بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The title of this book is Thanaya Hamid, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, published by Afsari Publication and compiled by Abu Muhammad al-Barkatna. Acknowledgements. The servant makes an all-encompassing and limitless shukr to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Heartfelt shukr is also conveyed to my beloved Peer o Murshid, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Azadi Adam Allah Fuyubahum Ata Allahu Umurahum for having given this worthless being the opportunity of compiling this humble booklet. Also to my beloved Ustad Muhtaram, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Rafiq Mutara Sahib Damal Barkatuhum, for all the handwritten Arabic and Urdu scripts in this kitab. It is but only shukr and dua this servant can offer. Your rewards are with Allah Ta'ala and with Him alone. Abu Muhammad Compiler. Couplets in the contemplation of the love of Allah Ta'ala during dhikrullah. For the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. The following is advised by our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Azadi, Adam Allah Fuyudahum wa Ata Allahu Umurahum, when making dhikrullah. Note that this is the prescribed method for only those persons who are bayat to Hazrat Wala. Method. It is preferable to be in the state of wudu, sit cross-legged facing the Qibla, initiate the dhikr with Durood Sharif. The first recitation of La ilaha illallah should include Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, every tenth chant of La ilaha illallah should include the recitation of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Physical motion. Your physical motion during the dhikr of La ilaha illallah should be such that when you say La ilaha, you move your head and torso from the waist up to the right. Then when saying illallah, move your torso waist up slightly to the left. This motion should be similar to the tops of trees swaying in a gentle breeze. Meditation. Various forms of meditation can be adopted. The most advised forms are as follows. Number one, when in the motion as described above, contemplate as you say La ilaha illallah, while swaying quite gently to the right, that you are removing everything from your heart with the exception of Allah. When saying La ilaha and swaying gently to the right, one should contemplate that all else is being removed from the heart except Allah. When reciting Illallah and swaying gently to the right, one should contemplate that one is inserting into the heart only Allah. Number two, one should meditate that there is no veil between your chant of La ilaha illallah and the arsh, throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One's chant of La ilaha illallah reaches the arsh of Allah ta'ala immediately as it leaves the lips. Meditate that there is a column of nur connected from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to your heart. And as your chant of La ilaha reaches the arsh of Allah ta'ala, your chant of illallah allows the column of nur to enter your heart. Ayat, verses and ash'ar, couplets for the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Meaning, remember me, I will remember you. And the Urdu couplet. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o ghil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi ut jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Meaning, may my heart be an open field, and in it there be only Thee, O Allah, only Thee, O Allah, only Thee. And may my body made of water and sand be the pain of thy love, the pain of thy love, the pain of thy love, and may my sights be lifted from all but thee, may thou come into my sights wherever I see. Ilahi dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe, siwaye tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. Tu kar be khabar sari khabron se mujhko, ilahi rahu ek khabardar tera. Meaning, let there be no effect on my heart but thee, may my sights be on none other than only you to see. Make me oblivious to all in which others seek interest. May I be mindful of only thee for me must exist. Ilahi atahu zarra dard dil ke barta hai be dard bimar tera. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch chahta hai, main tujhse hu ya rab talabgar tera. Nahi dono alam se kuch mujhko matlab, tu matlub main hu talabgar tera. Utha gum rak ummeet, imdad haq se tujhe gum kya hai, gum hai kya. Meaning, my creator grant me an atom of that pain in the heart for thee, as I am ill yet dying without thy pain thy see. Of thee some desire this, some desire that. My desire is for thee thyself. Pray this desire I will get. I am in need of nothing that the two worlds can offer. To have you is my object. I am in search of this, O giver. Discard your sorrow on your hope, have expectation. With the help of the all truthful, can there be any dejection? कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ वो हो जाए मेरा मैं हो जाए उसका यही रात दिन मैं दुआ मांगता हूँ अता कर दे वो मुझको अपनी मोहब्बत मैं उसके सिवा कुछ और नहीं मांगता हूँ हे नाराज़गी जिसकी दोज़ख से भरकर उसी ज़ात की बस रज़ा मांगता हूँ असल मुझे दुनिया की ख्वाहिश नहीं मैं बख्शिश बारोज़ जज़ा मांगता हूँ मीनिंग इफ़ क्वेश्चन बाई एनी वन व्हाट माई सप्लिकेशन इज़ I supplicate from Allah only Himself, that I become His. Oh, that He becomes mine, is my supplication night and day. That He grant me His love for Him, I supplicate with no more say. Whose discontent for me goes beyond the infernal abyss? The pleasure of that being is my only desire, my bliss. Truly this world of my desire constitutes of naught. Constant is that place of reward for me being sought. Allah Ta'ala give us the people of Allah. Thank you.